ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Glory to God. Amen. You know, the scripture says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the entire world and lose his soul? Apostle Paul speaking, he said, if only in this world we have hope, he said, we are of men most miserable. It tells you that everything we are struggling, permit me to use that word, for a temporary thing. But eternal things are substantial. Glory to God. So we started a series saying growing up spiritually. And Pastor laid the foundation last week. I'll try and take push us a bit further to the next bus stop. And we just take it. Spiritual growth is likened to your physical growth, the way we develop. And I don't think any mother or any parent here, when a child is 4 years old, the child is still wearing pampers. The child is still holding feeding bottle. How many of us, do they still use feeding bottle? Okay. So when I was growing up, the feeding bottle was quite bigger, you know? Thank you very much. That long one. So I'll be speaking from that feeding bottle, that long one. I'm not talking about the small one. Praise God. 21st century parenting, they've changed quite a lot of things. So when I speak, I will go back. I'll just use examples that we're used to. So how do you feel? So when I was growing up, we're playing football as kids. You see some people, before they play the football, they carry their feeding bottle. How many of you experience? Yeah. And maybe at 2+, a baby is still sucking the mother's breast. How many of you know that? Actually, science said it's 2 years, that the more they suck, the more brilliant they are. But anyway, I had a professor in the university. He said he sucked breast for 3 years. That's why he's very brilliant. It's only somebody in Ekiti that will do that, you know, if you stay in the city of Lagos. Glory to God. Okay, welcome our online audience. Thank you for joining us. We're taking the series Growing Up Spiritually. So, you know, now I think children of nowadays, they are more shameful than while we're growing up. So, because I remember, let me keep his name, he's one of my childhood friends. He brings that feeding bottle out. After playing ball, he carries the feeding bottle and we used to yab him. You know, it's something that is shameful because naturally it shouldn't be on feeding bottle. Am I right? So, okay, my guy is in the service. I wanted to say something about him, but let me keep it. Let me respect him. So, when you have the first child, the child enjoys everything. How many of you know that? And winning is part of the process that a mother is expecting. And when both parents begins to plan to have another one, they begin to find a way to withdraw so that they prepare the child for that. Something is coming. Glory to God. So all of these things is the way we grow spiritually. Is the way we grow. Let's take Ephesians 4:11-15. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Fivefold. 12. For the perfecting, tell somebody, for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. That till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. That word perfect looks somehow. The Moffat translation says unto a matured man. Unto a matured man. Can we take verse 13 in Amplified? Until we all reach oneness in the faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God, growing spiritually. Did you see that? To become a matured believer. Tell somebody, matured believer. That's the emphasis. Till we become. So it's actually a journey. Just the way a child grows is a journey. Till we become. The way we have newborn babies naturally is the same way we have newborn babies spiritually. Glory to God. Glory to God. And 1 Peter 2:2. Let's take off on that. So we're going to take three dimensions of that growth. Stages of spiritual development. You have the babyhood state. You have the childhood state. And you have the manhood state. I will dwell on the babyhood state tonight. Glory to God. We don't want to muddle it up. We want to crack it. Praise God. So we take the babyhood state tonight and we kick off with 1 Peter 2:2. Like newborn babies, you should long for the pure milk of the word so that by it you may be nurtured. Tell somebody, nurtured. And growing respect to salvation, its ultimate what? Yes, we've been told that. We should always read from when, what, please. Right. King. KJV first, then I'll tell you. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow what? So, newborn babe, they depend on milk. And the Nutrition Society of Nigeria will say the first six months, that child should not take what? Water. That child should not take cereal. That child, they said, pure milk. Why? Because in the developmental stage of that child, that is what is required. Praise God. The same thing as a believer. Now, the pure milk is the word of God for believers. Now, for a natural baby, is the mother's breast. It's the purest form of milk. Forget all other milk. Purest form. The most nutritious. The cleanser of all time. You understand? So they take, you feed the baby. And it will interest you to know that everything the mother eats is transformed. You know, God is amazing. God is amazing. I will say this and I will drop it here. Just the way parents are responsible for the development of their children, for caring for their children, the same way spiritual leaders are responsible for the development of new babies, newborn babies. So it is the duty of a shepherd to feed that baby with the sincere milk of God's word. That is why the way God will hold you accountable for your children is the same way God will hold pastors and shepherds accountable for the flock. So if you're a leader and you are called into it, it's a bigger assignment. If you're a team lead, it is a responsibility. Glory to God. And I just have to lay that foundation. It is critical. If Pastor has assigned people, you're a team lead, and there are people under you, it is your responsibility to see to their well-being that they are growing spiritually. As a matter of fact, the essence of church is majorly discipleship. It's majorly discipleship. Now, if you go through this discipleship process, grandly rooted, you are fed with the right food, you eat it very well, you will grow normally. How many of you agree with me? Now, you heard about Kwashoko. They say Kwashoko, Kwashoko. Now, what happens? There is malnutrition. There is always an effect when a child is malnourished. It will always show. When a child is malnourished, it will show. And some of you that you are very smart, you say, I want to touch my dad. And when you see a child that is well fed, how many of you know? You just know. So that was why you got the word butty. This one is butty. No. The child is well fed. I'm going, please. Yes, just, it's a journey. See. One of the parameters to measure a church is to find out what is their teaching based on. What actually do they teach? See, when you understand this thing, your focus will shift from breakthrough. I'm not against breakthrough. I'm not against prosperity. I believe in prosperity. Glory to God. But do you know that is not the primary assignment? If you understand the fundamentals of the scripture, you'll find out that you are not supposed to run after prosperity. You are not supposed. That's not the design of God. That's not the way God designs it. It's because people are not well fed. They have skipped their meal. I'll get into that. We believe God for grace tonight. You know, there's a lot in the body of Christ. There is a lot in the body of Christ. So, that is why when you come to a relationship, they didn't say a baby should marry. It's a man. The scripture is right about it. You know why? Because when that child passed through babyhood, childhood, it would have been formed with the fundamental teaching, rooted. But when, you know, some people, now, also note, in spiritual maturity, it is not a function of age. Somebody can be 70 years old and be a baby. It is not a function of age. If it is a function of age, a lot of things you are seeing, you won't see. It is not a function of experience sometime. It's a function of your walk with God. Because your experience might be faulty. And that is why when a child grows up in a home, instead of the parent to teach the child the word of God, they teach the child traditions because they are not rooted on God's word. See, I submit to you tonight, it doesn't matter what the culture and the tradition is, the word of God supersedes it. And I have no apology for this. It does not matter if your grandfather, forefather have been practicing it for hundreds of years. When the reality of God's word is done on you, drop that tradition. The word of God is superior to it. Let me tell you. It is only the word of God that civilization has not changed and modernization. The word of God stands forevermore. You cannot civilize it. You can't. You can't. So what, number one characteristic of a baby is innocent. You don't know anything. Do you see the way Yoruba and Omotutu do do? When you carry a baby, they are so innocent. It will interest you to know, a baby does not have a past. Oh. So, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. As a believer, you don't have a past. If you are, yeah, you don't have a past. Because a baby doesn't have a past. The day you gave your life to Christ, your past has been erased. White. Now, you can go on and start counting your sin. It doesn't matter. Because a baby does not have a past. Well, when you had your baby, did they tell you the baby had a past? Baby is just new. So, when you liken it, 2 Corinthians 5:17 will make meaning to you. If any woman be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new species. He has never existed before. In God's mind, don't deal with God the way you deal with your earthly father. So, on the right time, I was in a Bible study in my local church growing up. This elder was teaching God's word. The daughter entered. And what he was teaching about, he said, He couldn't. That's not the way God deals with you. What you did, see, some of you believe. So when a believer begins to pray, you wonder what they believe. You know, that's what Pastor said. Our Otoshereshe. You are the Otoshimi, I'm not Otoshereshe. My understanding is it is not my righteousness. Righteousness is a gift unto me, just the way salvation is. Glory to God. Because you know why? The scripture is clear. By strength shall no man prevail. It is not the works of my hand. I've been redeemed. But, glory to God. So a baby does not have a past. I think somebody needs to hear that. One important thing, you also, this is a balance for it. They are very innocent. And that should be your approach to God. See, I wrote down, let me read this out to you. A new convert is simple, full of faith. Okay, let's say this. How many of you, you've met somebody that just gave their life? So, while on campus, we ministered to this young guy. He gave his life. That day, I said they should hold him. He said the car cannot kill him. You know, the new creation reality is powerfully loaded. That if you eat it as a baby, it takes maturity. And we just finished praying. This guy was burning. We just finished praying. He came out of a sport complex. He said, if the car cannot hit him. I said, this is foolishness. So this is, I told the prayer secretary, I said, hold him. You know, there is this boldness, this audacity when you just give your life to Christ. See, God will permit it because you are living in ignorance. You know why? If you continue that way, God will permit it at that point. So I look back, I was telling pastor something like that. There are some journey. If you call me now, I will not. And pastor said, grace, you call by Abraham. How? They sent me to go to school. I left school, I went to Zaria. Yes, man. I have left school. I prayed to Benin. I give this encounter. We had, so, you know, this burning passion for Jesus is good. And there's nothing wrong with it. And we had a program in Osu. So, myself and my team, Pastor Niyi, was. And if you understand Ogun State University, they have different campuses. We didn't know there was cultism. Then it was very rampant. And the cab that took us, the cab was not taking one way. The grace of God is real. The cab was taking one way on express. So immediately the car was coming, they just opened fire. And we're all in, you know, that time. Who told us that even tie and this thing? We just wear ties. Our shankle the white. And they rounded us up. They searched us. It was only Bible they found. Since that day, I told myself, we have to look at the program we are going to. From Idebu, I came to Lagos. I went back to Accra. Since then, that was the last campus stuff. Because I just imagine. So the grace of God will cover it. I can't do that now. I want to go to forbid the best. It's just wisdom. Does not mean that God is not powerful. He's powerful. But you give yourself brain. See, you this growing up spiritually, don't mix it up. Don't mix it up. So again, some people say, I spoke in tongues for 7 hours. I entered the exam hall. I passed. God just permitted it. See, it is not sustainable. Hello? You did it. Kesi Afa. You did not read. Shadabakoso bedeb. Amen. People don't read. Where exam was starting on Monday. We came back from a conference on Sunday night. We were not matured spiritually. We were not. The primary assignment my parents sent me to go to school to do is to read my book. They didn't say it's the University of Theology. I'm laying the foundation. See, it is not right for a Christian to behave stupidly. It's not acceptable. And how do you get the right thing? It's staying with the word of God. You are young, you are just growing. Maybe God, as you grow, you are not supposed to stay on the same place, same point. That's my point. That's my point. You are not supposed to be on the same level. You are supposed to have understanding pertaining the things of God. Glory to God. And you have been living on... Don't let us shake some table. Let's face this. Praise God. So, I spoke about a baby being innocent. We should maintain this state of innocence so we will not fall under the condemnation of the devil. It's also good. Now, this is the good side of it. You are vulnerable to God. A new convert is simple, full of faith, ready and willing to learn. So, that innocent aspect of you, you have to keep an open spirit and a teachable spirit, as well as an innocent spirit towards God and man. It's a balance. It's a balance. I'll take ignorance, which I want to dwell more on. Do you know one of the characteristics of a baby is anything they see is to put in their mouth? How many of you know? How many of you, your baby, they've designed your phone? Hello? You know now. You know why? The baby does not understand. When a baby begins to crawl, everything, huh? I remember in our compound growing then, she's married with 2 children today. Thank God she. The mother kept bleach. It was a terrible... In fact, when I was preparing for it, that was the example that came. So they left her. She's married with 2 kids. To the glory of God now. She drank the bleach. That is when I know, when you have emergency, you know you can run. The father and the mother, they had to do a proper clean, flushing. She's a baby. Damola. That thing, she didn't come home for about 2 weeks. That is why, do you see that every of the drug you buy from pharmacy, they say keep out of reach of what? That is why when you are raising children in your home, there are some gadgets you don't keep. You don't begin to boil water with heater. These are dangerous. See, you know why? They don't know. They don't know. I'm not saying this. I've seen a baby fall from a story building down. I've seen it. Because they don't know everything they see. As a believer, when you give your life to Christ, if you eat like that, poison you. See, you might laugh about it, but how many of you know if you want to kill rat in your house, the rat, they are disturbing you, you want to kill. Do you think the rat will eat the poison? You have to put the poison inside something that is attractive to the rat. E.g. fish, meat, you rub it. You are looking at that, you don't do it. Bread. If you want to kill a dog, you can't give the dog poison. The dog will not eat it. You have to put the poison inside bone. See, that is what is happening in today's Christian world. That is why a babalawo will not come and meet you. He's a pastor that will come and meet you. And he will come by what? And he will be telling you yokus bokus. So that is the way the devil operates. One part of the scripture, they will just speak it. If you remain a baby, the chances of you falling for that bait is very high. But you have to grow in God's word. Glory to God. You have to grow in God's word. Have a deep knowledge of the word of God. When they say, you say, that's not the word of God. Praise God. So, be careful. Because they are ignorant. They don't know. Be careful of what you take in. Be careful of what you take in. If a baby eats too much, there will be constipation. Be careful of what you take in. Be careful of what you listen to. Be careful of who you follow. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. What are the characteristics of this person? What are the characteristics of Christ? You begin to tick your box. See, the gospel, you have not understood the gospel. Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You are looking for Hebrew, Greek. The gospel is very simple. It is the power of God unto salvation. And somebody will be explaining the gospel to you as if it is voodoo. And you are still seated. According to the seven dimension, what? What is he saying? This is the word of God. Glory to God. Somebody is calling you for a prayer. Prayer of firstborn. Let's shake the table. Firstborn. What happens to the secondborn, the person that they gave back to? They've used all of this thing to cause confusion in some families. That's not the word of God. I'm a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. How can you tell me that Fola will be more successful than Dolabomi? They have different life to live. They have different assignments. You know, and it's so interesting. See, unbelievers don't attend this program. Guess what? It is believers. Are you not tired? You are jumping from one. Jumping from one program to another does not solve your problem. It's your knowledge of God's word and the application of that knowledge that makes the difference. See, whatever a black man does not understand, they mystify it. What a black man doesn't understand, they mystify it. Somebody say you are wearing raff. That is an animal. Money topo. See, life is simple. The gospel is plain. The gospel is not hidden. That's the beauty about this gospel. He said, we do not come to you with the enticing words of men. Oh, simple. I want to say, this is a new beginning, August. As you read this psalm, you break coconut. Babo. I've said this before. I had a friend. I was seated in a living room. She was outside. She just ran inside. Binga, binga, binga. Let's go outside. Ojoanu. Ojo. Money. I said, okay. So before then, I knew she received a call. I said, who called? He said, the mom. I said, okay. He said, is that why you have those waters in your boots?
Step by.
Ah. Oni ati loko e ma pe gan. And I have an apology. I said, you are a PhD holder. Did you suspend your brain when they were telling you these things? It is only in church I see people keep their brain outside. And somebody brainwash you. And when you are going out, you pick that brain again. Hello, share. No. No. I said, Ojuanu. So if that rain beat me. See, I have had problems with those things a long time ago, and I will tell you a few. I had an encounter when I started reading Kenyon book, The New Creation Reality. I told you, you have to be, please, be careful that you have somebody that can help you. And my mother thought I had a mental problem. I've shared it before. And they brought this pastor to pray for me. I have not smoked Igbo in my life. I don't know what India hem looks like. He will pray, said, Jawani Nubo. Guess what? Me, I'm not even apologetic about those things. I just stood up. Money, I've never smoked Igbo. My mother said, Mbab, what? I said, sir, I've never tasted India hem before. This is totally wrong. I said, even if I've tasted India hem, my mother is a widow. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. A widow has son. See, be careful of these things. Be careful. That was the last time my mother tried it with me. Ah. I was living with my uncle. I'm saying this is on air because I was living with my uncle. The wife came. They said they want to put incision. I saw them put incision on their children. They called me. Money for what? Yes, I was in SS1. I did like this. I said, I carried my own. Incision. I looked at my uncle. Not that his life is better. See, let me shock you. See, when they introduce to those things to you, look at the person talking about it. He said, I want to be rich. The babalawo that you are going to meet lives in the outskirts of town. Do you think that babalawo doesn't want to live in the city? Babalawo that doesn't even know. The last time I checked, in folk list 100, babalawo is not there. Have you seen Forbes? Let's even take it to 1 million. There is no ritualist. It tells you something. Hard work. Somebody is giving you prophecy. You will be great. Is it you will be great or you are great? He said, who has bewitched you? Oh, foolish Galatians. Who? Except it is not this gospel. If it is this gospel, do you know the funny thing about it? The gospel is balanced. There's a provision for long suffering. The gospel recognizes process. Yes. That's the beautiful thing about this gospel. He didn't tell you that if you come to Jesus Christ, your problem will be solved. You see, again, the way they have preached this gospel is even wrong. But one thing is guaranteed, we are victorious. We are fighting from a position of victory. You know why? Because we have an understanding of the finished work of Christ. So I don't have a victim mindset. About 3 weeks ago, I was having a conversation with someone, and I asked a simple question. She went, funny, she lives in Dublin, and one of my younger brother was getting married to her, and she came for, and we just got talking, and she went all or not, Dublin Masters. She was talking about Aye. Yahweh was with me this faithful day. I switch off. But I just felt to correct her mindset. And I said, have you seen one witch before? He said, they said there is witch. I said, have you seen one that is flying? He said, your father called, has your father seen one? One guy. See, Nollywood is not the word of God. See, it's a figment of imagination. They're trying to paint something to you. And you now believe that which is another plantain, this thing that they have meeting. Who told you? Have you attended one? They were just things you. So the people that said it, and I said, I've been asking this question. So in this room, you've seen a wind fly. Let me see your hand. Okay, praise God. I said, see, witchcraft is a spirit, and it is premised on manipulation. I said, when you have that understanding, it will set you free. I said, because your mind is formed, I will not be able to discuss further. If your mind was flexible, I would open the scripture and I would educate you. She kept quiet. So I said, you believe that it's because of which that you are not married? She kept quiet. Ah! I said, but she's fine too. A man that is of honor and does not pray. That is the life of a lot of believers. That is it. Somebody say, God spoke to me audibly. You must be very stubborn. No? You know why? God that is living inside of you came out of you to speak to you. Kiyoshe, now inward witness. You know what you said? God, God came out. You must be stubborn. Those things are just people's expression. I'm telling you. See, let me balance it. If Pastor Yo comes here and say, I can never be poor for the rest of my life. It is not confession. It's working. I need to balance this thing. If you are not doing anything, you are saying it, you'll be poor. Faith without work. So this is, we need to balance these things. See, that confession must be premised on something. Hello? You are waking up in the morning, you are not doing anything. They are asking you, what are you doing? Nothing. Let me tell you this description. How many of you growing up, you know some uncles, they wanted to travel out since 1985. You went to university. You came back. They will tell you the numbers of airports in that country. I'm not joking. You didn't grow up with such people. They will tell you that they've changed, they know all the policies, they know everything. They've never been to the airport. If you ask them, I want to travel. I have one. I went to school, 5 years course, I came back, I started working. He still wants to travel. Faith without work is dead. We cannot remain as a baby sucking. The problem with the church, let me, do you know the problem with church? Now, where is Momori? When Momori dropped the feeding bottle, Momori carried it, Abi. Do you know the problem with church? People are not dropping the feeding bottle. They are not growing. They are liability on the pastor. The pastor is working. What should the feeding bottle? Drop it so that another person can grow. Holding it. 10 years. Holding it. That's why they whine over little things. Do you know another characteristic? Irritability. Children. This one. She has done it tonight. She has done it while we're here. Ufisheka. She's permitted because it is her time. If after 10 years she's doing it, Abawi. Am I right?
Yes.
I'm a funny size there. You know, when they throw tantrum, okay? As it went. If after some time we know that they should have grown being throwing tantrum, wa musiko wa. Wa reset it. Irritability. So in church, we are supposed to be discipling people. Some people are still holding the feeding bottle. They are not growing. Any information? Pastor. James 5, he said, is anyone afflicted? Let him what? Pray. They didn't say, Pastor, you should pray. He said, let him. Let's read Bible with clarity. Is anyone afflicted? Let him. James 5. In every meeting, you are the only one raising prayer points. Every of the meeting, you want to call any problem. One of the characteristics of a baby game, they get distracted easily. See, if Mona is here now, if she's coming here, Satanu can distract her. Satanu just give her biscuit. Meanwhile, she's coming to meet me. Some believers, they are in that level. You have goals. You see, one of the signs of maturity is having a staying power. In the midst of this, we just keep speaking the word. For we know that all things are working together for our good. We just stay. It is one of the signs of a growing believer. Calm down. Calm down. They are easily distracted. And we can't be holding this feeding bottle forever. So if you're not the sound of my voice and you're hearing me, you need to drop it and move on. Glory to God. I need also that irritability. Let's read about winning. What David said in Psalm 132 verse 2. I think verse 2, 131, sorry.
131 verse 2.
He says, surely I have been behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as weaned as a child. Genesis 21:8. Hear what? And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. So when we say Believers Code Academy, we're giving you certificates. Who took us celebrated? That's the scripture backing. I'm a shepherd. I think bomb away. You know, when a child, 4 years, is still running after the mother, wants to suck. You are still running. After you, they've taught you the word, you are still running after Pastor Ayo. His number one job description is to teach you. And you begin to grow. They nurture you. They feed you with a... I have a friend that had a first class in the university. He came from a poor home. And he grew up in Ijebu Ode. And he said, the day he told me this story, I could like, so it was funny. And before he came to university, he was working in the palace of the Awujale. He said they had this party that he just saw the food. That was the first time he was going to eat salad in his life. He said he was just eating it. He said before he got to it. See, if you don't take the right combination, it's going to purge you. It's going to purge you. If you are still not understanding my voice, and as a believer, signs, miracle, signs, and wonder is your definition that a church is on fire. That's not the way God designed us. I tell you something. I was discussing with a pastor friend this morning. If you take money out, if God solves the problem of people, some people would not come to church again. See, as long as you have that hireling mentality, you are just changing yourself with God. It is a relationship with your Father. Glory to God. You are not coming to serve God because of what He wants to give to you. That's not a balanced view. You are serving God because you love God. Glory to God. You just love Him. You just love Him. So, I need you to change your approach. And that might be the thing tonight. That might be the turning point in your business. See, so, Father, I speak over this. It's good, but is that the reason? We serve Him because we love Him. You were worthless when He died for you. Glory to God. See, when you have this right perspective, it will take away your entitlement. Some of us, we brought that entitlement mentality into our relationship with God, our Father. And that's not the way it should be. It should be a fellowship. It should be a fellowship. I said it. The guy that had first class in my set, he was a club boy. From part 1 to 5, he didn't go to fellowship. Praise God. I did not see him in one fellowship. And he's not a pretender. He was flaunting his club boy. And in part 2, he was staying off campus. He was living with a lady. They cohabitate. We are tonguing ours, sport complex. He had first class. It dawned on me very late. Assistant cohabitator. They had a very strong 2 on 4 point something. They go to club on Friday. They read. You just see them reading. But I know they were staying like two flats away from me. But he was just observing the fundamental laws of success. Now, if I observe that law with my spirituality, I will make more impact. That's the balance. If I observe that law with my spirituality, I will, because he didn't have impact. He just had the first. You understand? I personally believe if I had done that, I would have made more waves. It would have gone across more, and it would have affected more people. He just came to school, he just left. But as believers, we can do more when we understand what to do. That's my point. And for us to understand what to do, we have to grow in God's word. We have to grow in God's word. Some people, they don't pray, they get good jobs. How many of you know that? I have a mentor, and he told me, he was even, you know, the way this life is, he was sleeping. He was sleeping in the hostel. Citibank then came to recruit. And the person that was accommodating him, now tap him that they are writing tests. The person that woke him up did not make it. He made it. Life is funny. And he said it was just because I told him, what's the secret of your success? He said he can't relate it to anything. That he just went to university, his name came out, that he just went to fellowship because he didn't have accommodation. So the brother that, guess what? When he was telling me this story, he said he actually needs to look for that brother. When he found that brother, the brother was in Benue. He said he needs to help him. He said, because that was the beginning of his career. Because you know what Citibank is? They took him in then. And from there, England. And he said, when he was telling me the story, he felt bad. And he said he was going to look for the guy. God, it's been long. This person is in his 50s. I said that to me that at times, yes, see, we are believers. We have the best portion. But we can do it more better if we have a better understanding. This gospel does not take away hard work. It said, and Isaac sowed in the land. Please. Again, when you read those scriptures, it's good for you to pray with them. I think it will be better for you to do a research on them. And Isaac dug another. Do you know what it means to dig a well? And David, for example, see, your anointing will be more useful if you add it to skills. And as believers, we will do better in the marketplace. David was skillful. Praise God. David was exceptionally skillful. The scripture says he could slit through a hair breadth. Yeah. Was a professional slinger. When they say somebody is a professional, it comes by reason of what? Practice. So David does not sleep and just speak in tongues and just in the name of Jesus. He's anointed. Tell somebody I'm anointed. When you know that, it will inform your approach. And you do it. Study. Apostle Paul told to say, study to show thyself approved. Do you know what it means? Study to show thyself approved. Diligent study. Burning the candles. Burying your head. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly, you can only rightly divide the word of truth if you are well fed and in the place of study. So imagine if Apostle Paul did not study that well. I think by now, 2/3 of the New Testament will be in darkness. It's by revelation. So as you go in your office, make up your mind as a believer that you'll be the best staff. You know why? The hand of God is resting over you. In that area God has called you, go the extra mile. Anointing works better that way. Don't you think so? It works. So what God does for you, as I cap up, is He creates that opportunity because you are prepared. And that was what happened to David. David, boy. What will happen? Now, he was not talking from a position of pride. He was talking from a position of who he knows he is in God. A side skill. That's the difference. That's not pride. Said the king will do this. Okay. See, if you read Bible history very well, you will find out. David knew Goliath was not going to escape that stone. It was not a stone. It was a granite. It was a granite. You can read it very well. And Bible scholars said that's the distance, the way David fling the stone, is equivalent to somebody shooting you pistol at 100 meters. There was no way Goliath was going to escape it. Forehead. He knew accurately by reason of use. And that's what we're talking about here. When you are grounded, as you begin to grow, nobody can bamboozle you. Nobody can call you. Where are you now? You are busting your head. Bring water. So the kill here. Somebody saw me. Said, you are born to be great. Money is not a revelation. He didn't talk further. At this point, we're born to be great. Greatness, you embarrass all right now. Yeah, I'm brave, man. See, do you know these people? They are psychologists. Please. When they test the waters, they will see that, they will just throw the second one. Guess what? They can't go beyond the second, third one. They will ask the question. And because you... when you begin to speak, they begin to put one and two together. Because they've mastered the craft. Witchcraft. They've mastered it. Permutation. They introduced a lady to me on a closing note. I will deal with these things. I'm not joking. You know what? It's happening in the 21st century. It was a Sunday. I left church. I was inside the car. My phone rang. How are you? You are from which state? I said I'm from Ekiti. He said, it just dawned on me. Wake up. I'm only let me give you my mother's name. I said, my mother's name is Comfort Titi Ayo Nipede. Money, pray. Money, this should be the last time you call my number. See, you are looking for a wife. There's no point fighting a battle you can avoid. I can't live with such a woman. I'm a Jimmy Lo. I'm a Tabela. For what? When I'm talking to you and you have a warped ideology that is not founded on God's word, case closed. See, some people have carried the baggage they are not supposed to carry. Save yourself. Save the unborn children. I beg you in the name of God. Don't, because of marriage, enter into one chance. Children that didn't know anything. I'm a bad struggle. You came to create problems. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Stand with your feet to me tonight. We'll take it further.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,